Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Now on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
This is the epitome of soccer. It is it's a global event in that countries are being represented, cultures, styles of play. I would say in the recent, I don't know how many World Cups now, the environment is one of community. People enjoy meeting the other residents of the host country. They enjoy meeting, the opponents they're playing against. They just enjoy the city that they go to. It's a global event where everybody actually really gets along, and you're getting to see the best soccer in the world, and it only happens once every 4 years. So you can't describe what the event's like, because, like I said, the Olympics are one thing. The World Cup's completely different. It's just for that sport, and it happens every 4 years, and it's such a different environment.
What a negative Nancy you turned out to be, by the way. The Royals win a game in San Francisco, and you had nothing. You had nothing to commemorate this event.
Couldn't watch it because I must have missed it. My Bally Sports app wasn't working yesterday.
You can't get your internets going, or the Twitter.
Internet was working.
Just to give a little credit where credit is due. You think that happens all the time?
No, I know it doesn't happen all the time.
Right, that's right. That's right. It doesn't happen every day. And when it does...
You know what doesn't happen every day either, though?
I'm telling you what already happened. We don't know what's going to happen today. I'm telling you what happened yesterday. The Kansas City Royals Baseball Club beat the Giants of San Francisco in a competitive baseball game. I'm just telling you, that don't happen every day. And so if we're going to sit here and complain and point out all the faults of the Royals when they lose, why can't we champion them when they win and beat a quality baseball team like the Giants?
I mean, you can at least give us a Carl Peterson, how about those
something.
Royals drop or something.
Something. They're 21-41 now. I'll do it.
That means they don't have the worst record in the American League anymore.
The Royals win 3-2. Over the San Francisco Giants. John Heasley only went four innings. He was not efficient. It took him 92 pitches to get through those four innings. But he only gave up two runs. And then the bullpen shuts down the Giants with five innings of shutout baseball. Bobby Witt Jr. went 2-for-4. I mean, there it is, right there. How about them Royals? How about those Royals, huh?
How about those Royals, huh?
See?
And again,
see?
No longer in the cellar in the American League, and now they get to play the only team that has a worse record than them.
Go Royals.
So.
Go Royals. They're 21-41. The A's, a very athletic team, they're 21-43. And so now they will square off. Get where? What do you think? Now, Marco, I know you're new on the job, and maybe you don't have a tremendous feel for what's going on around the country. But maybe you do. With the A's right now, today, playing at Boston, and that could be very good, right? A's in Boston, man, throw the record books out.
Yeah,
do you think
please.
There's more interest in the Bay Area and in Boston for the Red Sox and A's, or do you think more people are focused on Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight? What do you think?
I don't know.
It's a tough one, right?
Very, very tough.
I'm gonna go with the finals.
I don't know. I'm betting there's more in attendance at Fenway tonight than the Garden.
It's today. It's today, sir.
I'd do a doubleheader there.
Yeah, you can do both. You don't have.
You got Sox and the Celtics.
If you're in Boston, you don't have to choose nothing. You get two cracks at the Bay Area, and then if that's not enough. In the Bay Area, then you welcome the Royals on Friday. It's all happening. But that's congratulations. The Royals did not get swept by the Giants. It's very good. And they get to spend an off day, hopefully enjoying their victory after beating the Giants. It's going to be a fun day right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. For some people, the most important thing is day three of Chiefs mandatory minicamp.
Mm.
I can't get enough of it. I want more. I want more comments.
You wish it was a mega camp instead of a mini camp.
I love it. I can't. I love it. I love hearing the comments. I love hearing from the players. I love reading all the reports yesterday from all the people that are there covering the practices. Why wouldn't I love it? It's great. Can't get enough of it. For some people, it's Game 6 of the NBA Finals between the Celtics and the Warriors. If you're a basketball fan, it's only one thing better than that, Game 7.
Yes, sir!
But I will tell you, the Game 6 is pretty damn good. No given that you're going to get a Game 6. Sometimes, a series can turn into a big turd. This didn't. Game 6 is compelling. Can the Warriors go to Boston and do what intern Namdi told me they're going to do before the show? He said the Warriors are going to end the series tonight.
He stuck by his six-game prediction, even when it didn't look good for him.
And who told you who would win this whole thing before the playoffs even started on this show?
I think Phil St. John.
Phil St. John said the Warriors will take this whole thing before a minute was played of the postseason. Namdi and Phil know what's going on when it comes to the NBA.
That's why they're our NBA insiders.
They know exactly what's going on. Us, on the other hand, not so much. They know exactly what's going on.
I hope they're wrong tonight. I hope we get a game seven.
Well, I hope they're right because you've been rooting heavily for Boston throughout this whole deal.
I was going to wear my Warriors. If the Warriors win tonight, I'm wearing my Warriors t-shirt
I'm leaning into the Warriors. And then, of course, the big announcement that we've been talking about now, it seems like for years, of whether or not these wonderful people, soccer fans of Kansas City, will host the World Cup. And so here's the rundown for it. And you're going to be, are you the MC of this?
I'm not positive on that yet, but I think so.
Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean? You know it's today, right?
I do know that it's today, yes. I think so. I mean, I think so. We don't know how many people are going to show up. So if it's not like a huge crowd, I probably won't get up on stage
and do much. Who cares? You play to the crowd that's there.
Well, that's what I'm willing and ready to do whatever they want.
What do you wake up and go, I don't know how many listeners we're going to have, but
well, if that was the case, we'd take a lot of days off, wouldn't we?
You entertain the people that are there.
I'm with you.
So what are you telling those people? Oh, you're here. You showed up here, but you're not important to me, so I'm not going to take my time to get up on stage.
Look, I will do whatever.
Is that your message?
That's not my message. I'm available for whatever I'm needed or not needed to do. I'm happy to be a face in the crowd or a person getting the crowd hyped.
I don't like this attitude from you right now.
I don't know what to tell you.
So
I feel like I came dressed for the occasion.
Right.
I'm excited.
Well, this isn't the occasion, though. The occasion's later.
Yeah, that's right. But it's today, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
You're early with this.
I want to be ready.
Give us the rundown. At least can you do that? Will you tell people what time and everything?
Yeah, I think they're
What a promoter you are. I'm looking for. Hey, MC. Hey, man, come on in. Hey, you get MC and anybody? I don't know.
I think so.
Ooh, come on!
They're opening the Power and Light District at 3. I mean, it's always open, but you know, the watch party's going
to... Hey there, get open. It's special for all the people.
You can walk right in
there.
All of a sudden.
Come on in.
But they're encouraging people to come down around 3:30, and that's when we kind of expect to kick off the festivities. Then the broadcast that's going to announce who gets these World Cup sites will begin at 4 o'clock.
Now, is this going to be a dog and pony show?
I think there's going to be at least one dog and one pony at this, yes, on TV.
Pomp and circumstance? Is this going to be...
My guess is this is a FIFA event, so yeah, my guess is they're going to...
Will it be like a musical guest?
I don't know. Very possible. They said... they're going to, like, the show lasts from 4 to 5. So, knowing the way FIFA does things, they're probably not going to just come right out at 4 o'clock and say, here are the 10 cities that got it. They're
intensity in 10 cities.
Yeah. So, I'm guessing.
That's what they should say.
Right, wouldn't it? Maybe they will. Maybe we will.
You should.
I saw reports from Grant Wall yesterday that it might be 11 cities in the United States that get it instead of 10. Because Canada might only get 2 cities instead of 3. So they're going to, I would assume there's going to be some, a dog and pony show first. And then, so they're going to make us wait a little bit, and then we'll watch, and then hopefully we'll celebrate like crazy because the biggest sporting event in the world will be coming to our town right here in the middle of flyover country.
You can listen to everything. You're going to be down there. You can listen Josh Briscoe, Soren Petro. And then tonight, Josh is going to be hosting a special World Cup selection show from 7 until 8 o'clock that will lead us right into Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We got it all.
Yeah, what a night of programming we've got.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be, I know there are going to be a lot of, a lot of important people down there in the Power and Light District. The mayor is going to be down there. The representatives, I believe, from all sorts of different delegations and stuff are going to be down there.
You just said there's going to be a whole bunch of important people down there, and you said the mayor.
Yeah.
And then you said,
Nate Buchanan.
What was that description?
Delegates from important places, I think, is the best way to describe it.
Name one more. Give me some people.
All right. Let me look into that, and I'll get back to you on that.
Are you even involved in this event?
I mean, I'm going to be there no matter what. Yes.
Have you been invited to take part in this event?
Yes. Yes, I have. I've been invited to this event. So,
I give you this platform to promote this event and to give the people you know what? Maybe you've got someone out there watching this on 38 The Spot or listening on Sports Radio 810 and their buttocks are firmly on the fence.
Right.
And they're sitting on a fence post.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
They're sitting and they're thinking, I don't know. Do I stay home or do I go down there? And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that you've made quite a compelling case for them. And what I'm asking
Barry
you.
White and Paul Quinn College in Court cordially. Cordially invite your ass to come on down.
What I'm trying to get you to do is to cordially invite their ass to come on down to Power and Light. If for some, if someone is undecided, make the case for them to come down there.
Well, I mean, it's going to be
all I'm asking
it's
about.
It's going to be a party. I mean, you know, obviously, I think Kathy Nelson's going to be down there from the Kansas City Sports Commission. A guest that we're going to have on the show today, Catherine Holland, who's been in charge of the World Cup bid.
If there's an important woman there. Named Kathy or Catherine, they will be there.
That's right.
At this event.
That's 100% true.
Right.
That's, I think every important Catherine in town will be there in attendance. So
the mayor's going to be there. You're going to be there. I've got that out of you.
Oh,
so
I didn't see this. KCP&L District just tweeted this out yesterday. Fox Sports called, and they're going to be joining us down there. They're going to be televising the party that we're having.
Now you're
so you know we can show
well, welcome
people.
Welcome to the party. Now you're
get on TV, a little national television. You know they always Fox knows right. that we know how to party when it comes to the World Cup stuff. Like
what
the World
about
Cup watch parties we've had? And
soccer dignitaries.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be some soccer dignitaries down
Why
there.
Why don't you invite somebody?
Well, I'll see what I can do. I'm sure there's going to be people there. So
I'm not going to be there, but I could invite Gino Schiraldi. Let me send him a message.
I would love that. Gino Schiraldi is one of the biggest legends in sporting Kansas City history, or in soccer.
He
Kansas
loves
City
this show
history.
For some reason.
I love Gino
and
Schiraldi.
And will comment on the show sometimes and send me messages. When I say, hey, Nate wants you to come down there.
Please
Since
do.
Since you won't, I will.
Ah, please do. That would be great.
By Matt Beasler.
You know, I think Matt's out of town. I talked to him on the phone earlier this week. I think he told me he was going to be out of town.
Who else?
Yeah, we can get somebody down.
That's what I'm asking. You know, you've got connections.
I'll text some people. I'll send some texts out and see who I can wrangle up. But I know there's going to be a lot of big names down there. You know, so I'm doing a terrible job of telling you which big names are going to be down there.
Just what about Brittany?
Trust me on that. Brittany Mahomes? I don't know. Maybe Sporting Kansas City owner Patrick Mahomes will be there. I don't know. I'm not telling you.
But I asked about Brittany.
Well, I don't know. I can't promise one way or the other on that. So
if Mecole Hardman shows up, will you give him credit for being there?
I would. Of course, I would give him credit for being there. Of course, I would.
I mean, he can't be on Pat ass all day.
Yeah.
Every day.
But if Pat's there, then maybe he'll be there. You know, right on Pat ass.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to be...
Boy, you don't know.
I don't know much, do I? But I know I love
what
you.
What time should people get down there? How about that?
3:30. 3:30 is when you should get down there. Be there nice, you know, and just enough ahead of time before the thing starts at 4 o'clock. We'll party. We'll have some fun. We'll celebrate together. I'm very confident that...
I've told you for weeks this is a done deal.
I know you have. And you've got sources.
Do I?
Unlike me.
Well, you're my source, to be honest with you.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now I'm a little shaky.
You questioning your sources all of a sudden?
My source is failing me about the details. And
I'm struggling so bad to find the news
like,
release, but I remember reading the news
you're
release.
Looking for.
I'm looking
you're
for the
here.
News release here. I'm trying because I know the news release had a list of like people that are going to be there.
Why don't
and
you
I
search,
can't find it anywhere.
Why don't you search in the search bar of your email? Search World Cup.
Okay, all right.
And see what pops up.
World Cup.
See. Now Marco's looking. Namdi, the intern, could be a superhero if he somehow found information right now. I'm busy hosting a show.
Yeah. You're busy interviewing a guy that's not providing any answers.
Who's this? Shannon is listening to the show.
Yeah.
Shannon says, I'm going to the watch party if for no other reason to see Nate's muscle tee in person.
Yeah.
She's watching right now.
Hey,
apparently.
Shannon.
Shannon says, can't get fly like an eagle out of my head. How about that? You've inspired Shannon to show up there.
Yeah.
Well, I expect you to seek out Shannon and take a picture if she's going to compliment you like that.
Let's
do
it, Shannon.
If she's starting her day watching you on this show and then she says she's coming down there to see you. Why don't you get her a Sports Radio 810 prize pack or something like that?
Well, let's do that.
That's
let's
the way you take
something.
Care of the listener.
Yeah.
That's a loyal listener, a viewer, really.
Thank you, Shannon.
So.
I'm glad she likes the muscle tee.
Now do you feel vindicated? You still have no idea. Look at you. You're struggling. The hamster is running in the wheels so fast.
I'm so terrible at navigating the internet. I've gotten this news release sent to me like 7 different ways, and I still can't find it. That's just so terrible. God, I suck at this.
I'm sorry for putting you on the spot.
By the way,
38th spot, because I just assumed you hit all.
Yeah. Well, I should have been prepared for that. Look
how quickly I found this press release. Man. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I put World Cup in the search bar of my email.
Not working for me.
You guys got a press release?
Sure I did. FIFA will make a major announcement related to the staging of the FIFA World Cup 2026 across Canada, Mexico, and the United States during a live broadcast event from New York City starting at 4 p.m. Central on Thursday. The broadcast event will be shown at KC Live in the Kansas City Power and Light District, which will open to the public from 3:30 to 5:30 on Thursday. KC Live and the Power and Light District restaurants will have food and drink options available for purchase. All attendees will need to exit the KC Live area by 5:30 p.m. before entry to Hot Country Nights begins at 6 p.m. Mayor Quentin Lucas will be there. KC 2026 Bid Director Catherine Holland. Members of the KC 2026 Executive Committee will speak following the conclusion of the live broadcast. The Missouri Lieutenant Governor will be there. See?
That's how I got everybody but the Lieutenant Governor. So I feel like I got
Not
that.
Really. So.
It should say on there, Nate Bucati and his muscle tee will be there.
It doesn't.
Didn't even make the news release, nope. Man. Mm-mm. Total disrespect.
It's going to be a big day.
It's going to be. I know that I talked to a lot of the reporters out at the Sporting Kansas City media availability yesterday, and all the media outlets are going to be there. I was told that NBC 41 is going to have like 10 people out there covering this thing. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage with myself and Josh Briscoe all over the scene.
Why don't you mention Saran?
Well, he's gonna be carrying this thing live, I believe, to break the news live on the air when it happens. So,
did it break your heart to mention Saran there?
I mentioned it earlier. I tried not to, but you forced me to.
Right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
I begged the world to let it happen, and I talked it into existence, and all he did was get better and better for you, and now you've warmed up to him. Now will you accept him as your leader on the defense?
I need to keep a list of the false
beefs false.
That you try to
It's just things
trump up
you
with
say
me.
And you forget, and I remind
What did
you.
I say about Nick Bolton?
Yeah.
I've never said anything bad about him. Yeah, he's a dirty Missouri Tiger. But besides that, I'm just kidding.
I'm just telling you.
Whoa, just take it easy, man.
Nick Bolton and Willie Gay.
I like this linebacking crew.
It's going to be a 1-2 punch right in the opponent's mouth.
Right in the kisser.
Okay. Let's hear from Chris Jones, though, first.
I think they should start him a defensive end this year. What do you think?
No.
No.
Okay, we'll start there. Played number 7 since Smartmouth brought that up. Chris Jones was asked about what he learned from playing defensive end last year.
I learned the DN position is hard as hell. It's hard as hell, but it was a learning curve for me, especially mental-wise. You know, knowing the sets, knowing the drops. I think it improved my overall game as a player. Mentally, you know, being able to know a lot of different positions. So I think I can carry that on to next year and move on from it.
Chris, you were pretty excited to play defensive end at this time last year. You feel more, I mean, if it's your choice, would you rather see more time at this defensive tackle now?
I'd rather see more time at both, you know, wherever the coaches feel comfortable at. More so about matchups, you know, if we have a tackle that's light, I like to play DN to take advantage of that. We have a guard that's not as good or, you know, first year in the league, I like to take advantage of that. So wherever the advantage is to that, I'm willing to play.
Casey Harker tweets, and I'm not a soccer guy, but I think I know more about the watch party than Napier Katie. But in his defense, come on with the hard-hitting questions, SSJ, eye roll. Hard-hitting questions like, Nate, are you the MC of the watch party? Those below-the-belt hard-hitting questions?
You're a shock jock, you know, with questions like that. Shock jock.
Hard-hitting questions like, hey, Nate, who's going to be there?
Shock jock.
Right.
That's a gotcha question is
that's
what that
exactly
is.
Right.
Coming after me like that, man.
Stop with these hard-hitting questions like, what time does it start?
Hey, I got that one right. I knew the
you
answer
sure
to that
did.
One. 3:30.
You sure did.
Come down there. Be with us. Have fun. And we're going to be on national television, Fox Sports 1. I guarantee we're the only place where they're going to have a camera for the watch party to this because we are awesome.
We got more Chief Sound after this on WHB.
Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind: integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call, 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing, integrity matters.
This is a good song. We actually listen. I don't know. How did you know this? It's, oh, man. That's creepy. You bugged my car. Me and Selena, but we call her Sel in the family. Sel. We listened to this to get her pumped up for her softball game. She plays so many sports. It's hard to keep the games together. Her softball game last night, by the way, I know, Marco, you're asking. The Lady Panthers victorious 8-1 last night. Okay. And beat the rain. Just finished before the rain came. Oh, boy. Got the game in. I don't think the other team was happy. You know? But our pitcher worked quick.
How'd she do at the plate?
She did all right. She's doing all right. You know, she's never played softball before. She's getting there. She's getting there. She's making contact. She's having fun. She's playing a little defense. She wears a lot of eye black, and then yesterday, for some reason, some pink face paint to match the socks. I don't
know. Hey, get yourself ready.
Lot,
you know, look
a
good,
lot
play
going
good.
There.
My daughter's playing basketball for the first time ever this summer.
Let's go.
And it's been a struggle for the team, but she's got great attitude. Great attitude. Last game, I. How'd it go, sis? She said, well, remember how the last time we played that team, we scored 1 point? I said, yeah. She said, this time, we scored 2.
There, see?
Doubled the point out total.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's improvement is what it
that's
is.
Right. Progress.
So, but that was the pump-up song. We get, I have a you know, a playlist, and that's one of them. And we're like, we're both feeling good. How do you not feel good when you hear that song? That's a good song for the watch party today, for the FIFA watch party.
We're going to be having a party in the USA tonight, hopefully.
That's exactly right. Let me hear more from Chris Jones. Let's go to number one. Chris Jones was asked about his recovery from his wrist injury from last season.
Well, for the most part, just rest, man. Right now, I'm feeling really, really good. Let's knock on wood. Now this game goes, the physicality of it. So right now, I'm feeling good, attacking, running around.
Chris, was there a procedure to repair anything that went on with the wrist last year?
Nothing, just hard cast, playing through it, you know. Wasn't going to get better during the season because of the time frame and the intensity of the game of football. It's just hard to recover completely from injury. So right now I'm feeling good.
Chris Jones also told us what he used as motivation during the offseason.
I missed some of the biggest plays of the game, you know, with the Joe Burrow sack. So, you know, used that as motivation the whole offseason. Feel like I would have made those sacks. The game would have been different. So I take accountability for that. So attack it, use it as motivation going into next year.
That does stick with you, just the image of those plays?
1,000%. You know, it's always a driving force, you know. And for me, that's my driving force right now. You know, I missed some of the biggest plays in the game. I feel like I would have made those plays. The game could have been different.
Oof.
He's right.
Yeah, he is. Man, I mean, I'm glad to hear him say that because that is motivation, and he's right. The game probably would have been different. I mean, if he makes one of those sacks, just maybe one of them. Different game, but...
And all this worry about the pass rush, if it's healthy, motivated Chris Jones, that's one player that's good enough to change the entire dynamic of the pass rush.
Yeah.
And make everyone around him better. Okay, so another addition that we've talked about to the defense is defensive line coach Joe Cullen. And so Chris Jones was asked about his expectations for himself after the new D-line coach Joe Cullen said he expects a career year out of Chris Jones.
Most importantly, better guys around me. We got a lot of new faces on the defense, so... lead by example, most importantly, and come out, be the best me. I do my 111 and contribute to this defense and make everyone and challenge everyone around me.
Okay, yesterday when we had Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com in studio, I asked him about these two guys, Mike Dana and Tershawn Wharton. And so Chris Jones was asked about what he sees out of those two players that could possibly give him a hint that they could have a breakout year.
I see more opportunity for them. You know, they show flashes. And you just know right now it's more about consistent, being consistent with that, you know, not just a flash here and there, being consistent throughout the game. So with them, it's more opportunity. It's an opportunity for them to show how good they can be and get more plays. Because I definitely think we can utilize their skill set on this defense, especially front four.
Let's hear Chris Jones talk about first-round pick George Karlaftis.
He's a high energy guy. He's willing to learn, always looking for ways to get better. So, you know, that guy, you know, I haven't been around him long. It's my second day around him. So from the looks of it, he's a high energy guy. He has a motor, has a really, really good motor, hard worker.
One more from Chris Jones. He was asked about the identity that the defense would need this year to be successful.
A gritty, gritty. If you want to sum it up in one word, we got to be a gritty defense. And that's from the coaching staff to the players on the sideline to the players that are starting. It got to be grit. Don't let go of the rope. We're always fighting. And once we attain that mentality, I think we can push forward from that.
How will you show in terms of demonstrating that, whether it's in practice, on the field, and process, how will you try to demonstrate that to the rest of the guys, considering you're one of the older guys on the unit?
Just lead by example, man. Lead by example. It's not much more you can say to encourage guys. You know, people like action, you know, and they see you giving it your all, and that's when you challenge them to either follow you or make it a step higher. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about, competing with one another to get the best out of one another.
That was Chris Jones. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. All right, Willie Gay was really good at the podium yesterday. One note I wanted to make about Willie Gay, I think it's important. And I think it's an important reminder for all of us, whether we cover teams, talk about teams, root for teams, players, and you make this point from time to time. We don't always know what's going on with their lives. And say, for instance, Frank Clark. He's excused from minicamp right now. And then, of course, some people start speculating why he's excused from training camp, where he's at. Well, he's expecting the birth of a child any day. And so that's where he's at. And so good for Frank Clark. Willie Gay yesterday talked about fighting through adversity last year. And he talked about his son being born premature. And that was very difficult for him to deal with. And why wouldn't it be? He said that the entire defense reached out to him and they were there for him through one of the toughest points in his life. And so that's why he feels like those players are like family to him now. And so I just, it's just an important reminder that these guys are human as well. We don't always look at those things and we talk about, hey, how did he play? Hey, how come he wasn't in practice? How come he didn't play well? How come he didn't play at all? But you know, why is he excused from practice? What is he dealing with? So that's just a reminder, you know, and that explains some things about Willie Gay from last year. And I think that was, and he doesn't have to talk about that, but he was open and honest. And I mean, I certainly appreciate that. And that's something he didn't have to share, and he did. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a powerful reminder that these are not robots out there playing a sport. They're human beings that have real human problems, just like us.
And he has an incredible amount of ability, and the opportunity to be a terrific linebacker alongside Nick Bolton for this defense. And that's really going to be interesting to see this defense transform. And look, Anthony Hitchens was a fine leader. But he was a player in decline, and I don't think anyone would suggest that over the past several years that linebackers have been a real, you know, strong point since Derrick Johnson, right? But you go into this season, you think, okay, Nick Bolton in the second year, okay, Willie Gay if he stays healthy, okay, adding Leo Chanel, like, made some nice additions also via free agency. Let's hear from Willie Gay. Here, Nate, I apologize. Willie Gay talks about the growth he's seen from Nick Bolton.
You know, my rookie year when we had Hitch, man, I seen a leader that was like I never seen before in a middle linebacker. And when Nick came in, I was like, God, dog, he just picked up right where Hitch left off, you know, and each and every day, each and every week, he's just growing as a Mike linebacker, as a leader. And, you know, I know I'm older than him, but we both, you know, feed off each other, and he's doing a great job. So,
how are you able to feed off of each other so well, in the young part of your careers?
Just that chemistry, man. You know, we feel like we're brothers sometimes, you know, and that's how we treat each other. That's how we react, interact with each other. And on that field, we just keep the energy flowing, and he do some good, I'm happy for him. I do some good, he's happy for me. And we teach each other. If I don't know something, he knows it. If he don't know something, I know. It's just like that, you know.
I mean, we watched Mizzou so many Saturday afternoons, and Nick Bolton, I'd watch with the boys, and we just, man, did the Chiefs need a linebacker like that. But also, like, you know, people roll their eyes when they hear this, but the intangibles, the leadership, the little things, you know, getting people in the right place, you know, diagnosing an offense, just being a smart player, right? And not only a smart player, but, as he's been described, a hammer looking for a nail. I mean, how many times did we see incredible hits? And he had his ups and downs last year, but he got better as the year went on. But big plays or just adding an element of toughness to this defense that was sorely needed.
Mentality is one of the most important components of sports. And yeah, when your mentality is one of aggressiveness, playing downhill, you know, it changes everything about a team. And like you said, people rolling their eyes at him getting people in the right place and all that. The first two steps when you're playing on defense come before the ball even comes your way.
And they're going to need it this year.
You know, and those two steps can be, I mean, in the NFL, the margins of like what's open is like having your shoulders past the defender, you know, on a pass play.
And like
things
and
like that. So
Joe Pesci once said there's a lot of Utes on this team.
A lot
team.
Of Utes.
Let's hear more from Willie
Gay. The guy's
Gay.
From Utah?
Right. He was asked about how he tries to bring energy to the defense.
Man, I just always been like that, you know. I love making plays myself, but, I mean, I never been selfish or anything. So when I see guys, other guys make plays, I act like it's me making the play, you know. And I call myself the juice man for a reason, so I can, you know, get a defensive energy, whether I'm making plays or other guys making plays, you know. So that's how I see it and approach it.
You know, at St. Pius, they called Nnamdi the juice man for a reason, you know.
Juice
for,
man.
You know, maybe not his freshman and sophomore year, but by the time he was an upperclassman, he was known everywhere as the juice man.
You don't want to
yes,
be known
sir.
As the juice.
No, that's different.
That's different.
What's different?
You want to be the juice man.
I didn't say that. I said the juice
it's
man.
Diff- I'm just pointing out, is you got to make sure you put the man at the end.
Even alumni knew that he was the juice man.
Juice man.
Leo Chanel, a very attractive-looking rookie on the field. Yeah, you know what? End off. Good-looking kid.
Very handsome.
Willie Gay was asked what he's seen so far from the rookie linebacker.
He's just a big physical dude, and he's going to be fun to watch in camp when we get those pads on. You know, everybody has some room to grow, all of us, even me. So he's getting it. He knows the plays, and he's coming along pretty good. So.
And there's another guy that's going to bring an element of toughness and big hit ability.
Yeah.
Smack you in your mouth if you're a Bronco. Let's hear Willie Gay talk about defending a no-look pass during Tuesday's practice thrown by Patrick Mahomes II and how working against Mahomes helps improve his game.
Well, I want to take you back to yesterday. Mahomes' no-look pass.
Yeah, he saw that.
Smith Schuster said that he was on the sideline and he got faked out by it.
Exactly.
You were in front of us. What goes through your mind when you see something like that?
Well, I'm gonna go to what my coach said. He was like, he said I was eye banging the quarterback, looking at him too long. But I told him, I said, Coach, I looked at the receiver. He sat down in his route. Patrick stared him down. I jumped the route, and next thing I know, he threw it like this. So I said, you know, nothing too much I can do about that. It's just only one quarterback in the league can do that, I think. So, and I'm on his team, so we pretty good. So.
Well,
I'm
gonna show that. Last one. So, piggybacking off that, just what does it do for you when you're playing these other quarterbacks that don't necessarily have that ability? Does it just make it a little bit easier across the board?
Honestly, I treat all quarterbacks the same. But the good thing for me is my quarterback, I feel, is better than all of them. So when I take pieces away from practice and I use it in the game, it makes it easier. Because I know Patrick can throw this no look. I know this guy going to throw it down, and stare him down, and throw it right to him. Or probably fake me inside and throw it out. You know, just something simple like this.
Here, number one, I want to hear more from Willie Gay every week during the season. I like to hear him talk about football. And he has a good personality, a good sense of humor. Also, I can tell you that he's not the only one that's been eye-banging the quarterback in this town. Every week, there's around 78,000 people at Arrowhead eye-banging number 15. I can promise you that.
And it's hundreds of thousands at home.
Right.
So. I've certainly been accused of that once or twice.
There it is. There... There's not been a truer statement. Yep. I banging the old quarterback. You better believe it.
Damn right I was, Coach.
Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.